One massive TV deal and a much larger pharmaceutical merger are both in play this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from the studios of the BBC in London this week. Pfizer of the U.S. today made what it calls its final offer to buy AstraZeneca. The British pharmaceutical giant promptly rejected the offer, worth $116 billion. In Britain, officials are worried about losing British jobs and know-how. In the U.S., President Obama has expressed concern about deals like this designed to move corporate headquarters to other countries in a bid to save U.S. taxes. And the game isn't over. It's now up to AstraZeneca shareholders whether to accept the offer. Shareholders like Aberdeen Asset Management. Here's Chief Investment Officer Ann Richards.
There is no doubt that major transactions like this are immensely disruptive, and there's some evidence to support the fact that research in particular tends to get put a little bit on the back foot when there's these kind of big integrations going through. And of course, Pfizer do retain the option potentially of going hostile if they really want this to go ahead. But it's also interesting that the political temperature has been raised in the US over the weekend. I mean, Mr. Obama is now talking about proposing changes in the US, which would make it more difficult for companies like Pfizer to do this kind of overseas acquisition merely to lower their own tax rate.
Market players are trading as if the merger is off, and AstraZeneca stock is down sharply in London now. And another major deal today is moving forward. AT&T will buy satellite TV company DirecTV for more than $48 billion. AT&T already has a cable TV-type service called UVerse, but it has less than 6 million customers. DirecTV has 20 million. Amy Young is a senior analyst at Macquarie Bank.
What you're seeing in the media landscape is that there's a convergence of services, consumer demand for mobile services. Everyone in the industry is feeling the pressures of programming.
AT&T stock is down 2.2% in pre-market trading now. And now let us check markets. Before we get to the stock markets, the sound of Borough Market in London and wholesale or retail food market at the southern end of the London Bridge. It's old. By one account, this market turns 1,000 years old this year, with evidence of a market on this spot as early as the year 1014. Here's Jock Stark, one of the traders there.
You know, you get people that are doing the shopping. They usually come out earlier in the morning, you know, to do the proper shopping. I get here about 4:30 in the morning with all of my fresh produce. I go out and buy it about 1:30 in the morning. It's all seasonable stuff. You know, you'll get strawberries just now. Then later in the autumn, you know, you'll get your figs coming in. You'll be getting, you know, your apples. It changes by the whatever's in season. Like just now, it's asparagus. It's a big seller just now, English asparagus.
London Stock Exchange, where the FT 100 index is down 0.4% at the moment. The DAX in Germany is down 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.3% range.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix GoToMeeting, connecting people in face-to-face online meetings so they can collaborate from anywhere. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Reputation.com, advising that people should check their online search results because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to help organizations of all types and sizes achieve their strategic goals. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Commuters in London know this warning.
Mind the gap, please.
Mind the gap, a reminder in the subway here not to stumble into the gap between the platform and the train. This week from London, we're minding the gap, minding the chasm, really, between rich and poor in this city, with lessons over the pond in the United States. London is home to 72 billionaires, many of them from foreign countries, with second homes in this city. They include Indian steel magnates, Russian energy oligarchs, and Greek shipping tycoons. London has more billionaires than any other city on the planet. New York has a paltry 48. But the figures underline concern about growing income inequality in Britain. In the first of several reports looking at this from different angles this week, Marketplace's veteran correspondent Stephen Beard has been talking to one of London's super rich in the exclusive district of Mayfair.
For London's most affluent, the ultimate watering hole, a wine store stocked with some of the world's finest vintages.
This is the 2004 Alzero Cabernet Franc from Giuseppe Quintarelli,
where the sales assistants are all connoisseurs who sharpen their palates with regular tastings.
It's kind of an explosion of fruit flavors, but it's very harmonious. It's
the store belongs to a former Russian oligarch, Evgeny Chikvakin. He named the shop simply, unashamedly, Hedonism.
It's very ancient philosophy that the most moral thing in life to have a pleasure.
In this store, that can cost big money.
This is the vault. This is where we
in the vault, Chikvakin stores his most expensive wine, including some Chateau d'Yquem 1811 at a truly eye-popping price.
$160,000 per bottle.
I don't expect you've sold many of those.
It's just a few bottles left in the vault, and I'm sure that we'll sell it. We have two different customers who are thinking about to buy that.
His shop is ideally located in London's richest neighbourhood, just off Berkeley Square, which has a GDP of a small country. But isn't Chikvakin ever so slightly concerned about London's growing inequality?
It's not so terrible, like in Russia or like in Venezuela. Poor people in the UK, they have hot food, clear water and a TV and a mobile phone.
They're not really poor, you're saying?
They're not really poor, like Russian poor people.
And Chikvakin begrudges paying what he calls crazy taxes to fund the benefits of Britain's idle poor.
A lot of them do nothing, but our shop creating a lot of taxes for them do nothing.
He's ticked off that if he does sell that one bottle of Chateau d'Yquem, the sales tax alone will keep two or three people on welfare for a year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And there's news that PricewaterhouseCoopers has just named London the very heart of the world economy. It's just run past New York and Singapore in its latest Opportunities Index. It measures network capacity, innovation, and pure economic clout. From London this week, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Is it possible that the future of American industrial design lies with a motorcycle?
The goal is to separate, again, the drive for profit from the act of designing.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, engineering an American renaissance. Next time on Marketplace, we'll have that and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.